This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, December 28th, AD 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Burmese Buddhist military marked Christmas Eve by a nightmarish attack in a village in eastern Kaya State. 35 men, women, and children were burned alive, reports the Christian Post. Myanmar's special envoy to the United Nations, Dr. Sasa, chastised the actions taken by the illegitimate government on Twitter on Christmas Day. He noted that, quote, "These acts clearly constitute the worst crimes against humanity, and we expect that all peoples and governments the world over should condemn them," end quote. But be encouraged by Psalm 145, verse 20. "The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy." Christian persecution is on the rise in Kenya, Africa. A pastor was beaten and his legs were broken by Islamic adherents in the northeastern part of the country near the Somalia border. The pastor had converted to the Christian faith 4 years earlier, and the Muslim assailants were incensed that he had ceased attending a Friday Islamic prayer group. The pastor told Morningstar News, quote, "I am determined to serve Jesus for making me alive for the sake of his kingdom," end quote. CNN reports that the late Anglican Bishop Desmond Tutu from South Africa is being remembered this week by climate activists, LGBT groups, and Palestinian communities around the world. He will also be remembered for his support of abortion, doctor-assisted suicide, and almost every liberal cause of the latter 20th century. Bishop Tutu is famously known for his comment that he would rather, quote, "go to hell than to a homophobic heaven," end quote. The South African liberal cleric, who also opposed the racist policies of apartheid, went to meet his maker on Sunday night. He was 90 years old at his death. Since South Africa's abortion law was enacted, with Tutu's support in the 1990s, the number of child killings increased from 1,582 in 1993 to 120,500 in 2019. Other forms of murder in South Africa have topped 24,000 per year recently, as South Africa maintains one of the highest murder rates in the world. Plus, South Africa became the sixth nation in the world to approve of homosexual faux marriage in 2006. Psalm 9, verse 17 states that the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. Floodwaters in some cities in the Brazilian state of Bahia have reached as high as 30 feet. Two major dams have burst and at least 35,000 people are displaced. As of Sunday, the death toll has reached 18. Meanwhile, record-breaking flooding in Malaysia, particularly in the Pahang state, has claimed 47 lives. Some cities recorded 14 inches of rainfall in a single day. The world's poorer nations continue to experience economic decline. Latin America will not recover from the COVID economic debacle in 2021. S&P Global reports that Latin America's economies shrunk by 0.4% between January 2019 and December 2021. While China and India have seen growth, the other emerging markets have not emerged out of the recession yet. Brazil saw its productivity contract again in the second and third quarters of 2021. The U.S. economy shrank 3.5% in 2020, but economists are expecting a 5.6% improvement on the real gross domestic product in 2021. The Omicron variant is still making waves in the mainstream media. Over the weekend in America, new COVID cases exceeded 240,000 on the three-day moving average. That tops the last peak in August of 187,000. The death rates are still about 30% lower than August's numbers. And finally, the new home median price in the U.S. has hit $420,000 this year, up from $220,000 in 2009. That represents 6% inflation per year over the last 10 years. That compares to a consumer price index that has averaged 2% since 2009. To make matters worse for the buyer's market, only 10% of houses on the market are in the category of completed construction. That index is down from 48% in 2008. These are the lowest numbers in the housing supply since the 1970s. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, December 28th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.